This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jamui in Bihar today to mark the commemoration of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas and the beginning of the 150th birth anniversary celebrations of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees for the development of tribal communities in rural and remote areas. The Janjatiya Gaurav Divas is celebrated every year on 15th of November to mark the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The day is celebrated to honour the contributions of tribal communities in the country's freedom struggle. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first Bodo Land Mahotsav today in New Delhi. The two-day Mahotsav is a mega event on language, literature and culture to sustain peace and build a vibrant Bodo society. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Mahotsav aims to integrate the indigenous Bodo people residing not only in Bodo Land but also in other parts of Assam, West Bengal, Nepal and other international border areas of the Northeast. The theme for the Mahotsav is Peace and Harmony for Prosperous Bharat, with focus on the rich culture, language and education of the Bodo community along with other communities from the Bodo Land territorial region. It aims to capitalize on the richness of cultural and linguistic heritage, ecological biodiversity and touristic potential of Bodo Land. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi alleged that Congress and Mahavikas Aghadi will snatch the reservations of SC, ST and OBC if voted in power. He was addressing his last public rally for Maharashtra assembly elections at Mumbai's iconic Shivaji Park. He appealed to all parties to rise above party line and think for the nation. Addressing a couple of rallies in Nanded and Nandarbar district, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi claimed that the BJP wants to deny the tribal community of its rights over land, water and forest. He added that the Congress is determined to protect the constitution and reservation rights. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and INDIA bloc are making allegation and counter-allegation to garner support for their party candidates. While addressing election meetings in Girdi, Bokaro and Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren government is protecting Bangladeshi infiltrators. On the other hand, addressing election meeting at Dumka, senior JMM leader and chief minister Hemant Soren blamed the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab is being celebrated with religious fervour across India and the world today. It marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. This year marks the 555th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of Prakash Parv of Guru Nanak. In her message, the President extended her greetings and wishes to all Indians living in India and abroad, especially Sikh community. She said that Guru Nanak emphasizes love, faith, truth and sacrifice and his teachings guide people towards moral ethics. Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has decided to invoke Stage 3 of the GRAP in Delhi NCR with effect from 8 a.m. today in addition to all actions under Stage 1 and 2 to prevent further deterioration of air quality. Due to rising pollution levels, all primary schools in Delhi will shift to online classes from today until further directions. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. If confirmed, Kennedy would oversee major agencies including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institutes of Health, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the Food and Drug Administration. In cricket, India will take on hosts South Africa in the fourth and final T20 International at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.